Now, if I'm praying to God, my Father, I can't be mad with Ruthie. I couldn't be mad with Ruthie. I don't believe I could ever be mad with Ruthie. Amen. That says a lot about her character. Amen. I don't know why we won't stop picking on her and just start saying how wonderful she is. Amen. But listen, I want to get it to you down in your spirit, down in your heart, whatever the situation is. Let me back up. I was saying, Lord, you know, Bishop is teaching some deep stuff. And deep stuff is going forth on the prayer line in the morning, especially at 6 o'clock. And I want to go in that deep stuff. He said they need to get the fundamentals so that they can handle the deep stuff. Amen. Bishop built our house, did a wonderful job, but he didn't understand the fundamentals of the foundation and of the soil. So right now we have some problems with our foundation. They can be and have to be fixed. You need to get some things fixed in your foundation. So when somebody says, well, the Lord gave me this, and you can have what you say, and you go out trying to grab something that you don't have a foundation to hold up. I'm going to give you an example. Lord, why you bring that up? But anyway, you know, we were learning the word back in the 80s and 90s, I guess. And when we came back here we were saying you can have what you say. And my husband was into cars then. I mean, he was some kind of into cars then. And so we were in connection with our friend in Tulsa. And he said, called him, and he said, I found this BMW. And, you know, you can get this BMW for a certain amount and all of that. And we jumped on that thing and bought that BMW. We didn't have the foundation in faith. We didn't have the foundation in finances. And the thing didn't work. So it just took our money because we had to pay for it. Now, one thing we do, we pay our bills. That's your neighbor. Says, that you? No, don't go there. Somebody might slap you. But what I'm saying is you've got to build yourself up on the word. Put the word in. And then pray and listen to the Holy Ghost, and he'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you when to do. He'll tell you how to do. Whatever it is in the natural, whatever it is in the spirit as you grow up in him. Everybody raise your hand. Say, I'm growing up. Raise it higher. Say, I'm growing up. Amen. Amen. Listen to what the word says. Because when wisdom speaks, you have to listen. Now, I thought, well, I need to give a definition for wisdom. He said, wisdom speaks, you listen. Wisdom says, you pray, and pray, and pray some more, and pray, and pray some more. Because he's talking to you, say, he's talking to me, to pray, and pray some more. The Bible says we are to seek his face daily. And that's every second, every minute, every hour, every millisecond. And then there's another word that starts with a P. Junior told me what it was one time. That's in even 100th of a second. Whatever it is. It's smaller than that. Listen. God is serious right now. He loves you. He loves me. The Bible says he has great mercy. Say, great mercy. He has great mercy toward us. But there comes a time. Say, there comes a time when he'll have to do what he has said he will do. He'll have to bring that judgment on because he's already said it. He said, have I not spoken it? Will I not do it? In Samuel, he talks to Israel, and he said, the God of heaven and earth, hath he not spoken it? Will he not do it? He said, yes, I'm going to do it. And what it was, they had turned against God, and he had said, if you turned against me, this is what will happen. They turned against him, and he had to do what he said he was going to do. Our sweet baby, BB, Joran, I told him to do something one day this week, and he just going to do it, I guess, after a while. But it came to the point I had to spank him because I said, you have to do it, and then if you don't, you're going to get a spanking. Now, do I not spank him or do I lie? I'm saying this to tell you, God has said some things in the word that we must do. Say must do. Or it will come to the point that God will have to do what he said he would do. All right? Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. And we're going to go there and talk about wisdom a little bit. Do you understand that you want the houses, you want the cars, you want the land, you want the job, you want all these things, and God wants us to have all of these things. But we have to have the wisdom of God, first of all, to get them at the right time, the right amount, the right thing, and then how to maintain after we have gotten them. So we're seeking God in every situation. We're upset with somebody about something that happened 10 years ago. Wisdom says, Mark 11, 25 and 26, forgive. The Bible says, casting all your care upon him. The sooner you do it, the better. Jordan rode out to the mailbox on his bicycle one day last week. And he has training wheels, and he got in the rocks just outside the driveway, and the bike wouldn't go. That back wheel was just spinning. And he was having fun. He was enjoying it. But I said, Jordan, you've got to get off the bike, push it forward back on the concrete before it'll go. And he just sat there and was spinning and enjoying it. And a lot of us have gotten so stuck in our situation. We're so used to being where we are. We don't want to take that step forward to get out of the spin that we're in. Wisdom says, take the step forward into the word of God and get out of the situation you're in. Sometimes we settle in and say, well, that's just the way I am. Well, if the way you are is not like Christ, then you need to get off the spinning wheel, go forward in God, and become somebody else. Amen? 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 She talked about be this morning, and the Lord gave me that. Go, do, be. And lately, he's been talking to me about be. Well, you know, I thought, that's been about 2 years ago. And he started talking to me about go, do, be, and stressing be. And I thought, be. And then I saw a book. Somebody had written a book about be. Look at your neighbor and say be. But I was looking in one of my old journals, and sometime or other last year, picked it up, 96. Had forgotten. Read the journal, and the Lord said, go, do, and be. So he wants us to become wise by the wisdom and the word of God. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Listen, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all their getting, get understanding. Repeat after me. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, I will get wisdom, and with all my getting, I will get an understanding. Getting understanding is important.